new stadium, new founding partner, a lot going on here. Just the significance of this announcement today, Pete.
It's big, you know, coming out of the topping out ceremony, to be the halfway point of the stadium being done was really significant. But now as we start to roll out new partners and things change and evolve every single day, it's really gratifying to see where we're at right now.
When you talk state-of-the-art, when you're talking about the new stadium, technology is a huge part of that, clearly. Verizon fitting that mold and the experience they will offer now for fans as we get, you know, like you said, a year out from this. What will that bring for the fan experience?
We're promising a seamless experience, a street-to-seat experience that's as easy from a technology standpoint as you can possibly have, and none of that works without Verizon.
When we talk about a founding partner, can you talk a little bit more about what the term founding partner means in context of this new stadium?
Yeah, sure. The plan is to have 8 to 10 founding partners. Obviously, Highmark is in place, and so the Ticketmaster released not long ago. There's going to be a series of other announcements coming over the next few months. But you need these foundational partners to really be the basis of your building and of your sponsorship model, and found it in Verizon fits that bill for us.
Can you talk about a little bit how this sort of came to be? Is this a new partnership? Obviously, Verizon, you know, has been around the stadium, but is this new in terms of that, the new stadium?
Yeah, we looked at some of the categories that are most important to us, Mike, and obviously from a technology standpoint, I don't think there's anything important to what we're building here than that aspect. We got to work on the Verizon deal very early. Internally, obviously, our chief commercial officer, Jason Hartland, spending a lot of time on it, working closely with Legends. But we brought in our entire technology team as well to make sure this was right. Because again, I don't think there's anything more important for our fan experience than the technology side of it. We've been working on it for probably the last year and a half, and it's finally come together.
It's pretty amazing when you said we're getting close to being only a year out from this. What can you say? I mean, you're here every day. For people that haven't been here, where are we with the construction?
It feels close. You know, I'm excited everyone's going to go on a tour after this and start to see some of the spaces actually closing in, visualizing where people will be. I think you probably saw we put some seats in for the first time about a week ago and had actually people sitting in them. So it's amazing to see where we're at. What I'm most proud of is we finally have this state-of-the-art facility in a city like Buffalo. The fans have deserved it forever, and it's finally happening.
How crucial are these founding partnerships to, you know, the longevity of the stadium, the assistance for the team perhaps, or, you know, just keeping the team here?
Yeah, I think in a market like Buffalo, it's really is a team effort. And it started with the county and the state getting involved. Obviously, the PSL model is very important. Sponsorships later on top of it. That's the kind of synergy you need to create a building like this in a market like Buffalo. We're excited we can bring this to the fans.
So having a new stadium like this, having the popularity around the world that it built, I mean, this gives you the type of opportunities to partner with a Verizon. Basically.
Yeah, I think that's what you're seeing. You know, global brands like Verizon understand the value of a team and an organization like this in a market like Buffalo. Bills have transcended the market. It's one of the most popular sports brands in the world. And I think you're seeing brands like Verizon recognize that.
You mentioned the fans a lot. Obviously, people drive by, they see a skeleton with some trucks and some lifts around. What can a fan expect who can't get inside, who can't get the tour, and also when the stadium's completed?
Well, this entire project is about the fans. This is a fan-centric expedition from the beginning. We wanted to make sure that this building was built for Buffalo, that we didn't lose any of the connection that our fans had to the old building, and that when they walk in, they see a similar experience, but just elevated from an experience and technology standpoint.
Pete, where would you say the status of the stadium is right now? I know you said during your press conference we're almost a year away from opening, but how would you characterize where we stand right now overall?
I'd characterize it as on time. You know, we're still expecting a July open. You're going to need a window in there to test it out. We don't want the first thing we do in that building is to play football games. We'd love to make sure everything's working before we do that. But I'd characterize it as on time, and we're making great progress.
Is there a percentage, I mean, in terms of this whole thing, like where we're at, 70, 80?
I think you can get a formal percentage through, Jeff. I don't know the exact number, but yeah, well ahead of halfway done.
How does it feel to be well ahead of halfway? I mean, that's a big deal.
It feels great, especially coming through the winter that we had, you know, to make sure that we're still on time. And obviously that's been a popular question, and I completely understand it. But we have no choice but to be open in July. We have no choice to make sure this building is ready for the football team and for our fans, so it will be.
So going into that, I mean, extra hours, basically whatever needs to be done to get this thing open, what weekends, extra hours, I mean, that's where your focus is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever it takes to get this building open, we will do it.